You're listening to True Crime, True Story Network.
I'm Asia.
I'm Sierra.
I'm Marisa.
And this is the Real Shit Podcast.
Today our topic is going to be, it's going to be a hard one. So trigger warning, this is going to be having like some mature themes and stuff like that. It's going to be hard for a lot of y'all to probably listen to. So I'm just going to let y'all know now it's about domestic violence. So if you do not feel comfortable listening to something like that, I advise you to click off now. But yeah, this topic is a little bit hard for us to speak about, just off the simple fact that like it's just such a big topic and it's something that's so heavy, like. If that makes sense.
So many people in the world experience domestic violence, and especially when you've seen it firsthand growing up or dealt with it, it can definitely be a very traumatic experience that some people don't want to listen to or hear about because it can bring back certain memories.
I was about to say, especially when you went through it or seen somebody go through it, it hit home way harder than like just seeing it on YouTube or seeing it on social media or seeing people talk about it. It hit like home, even if you've just like watched it, even or if you've experienced it like firsthand, it hit home.
Like knowing that somebody you know personally or knew personally or you personally went through it, that's a whole different type of level. Like, yeah, this could be very triggering to people who don't go through it, but it's very hard for people who've seen it firsthand.
Yeah, I feel like even though it's a hard conversation to have, it's one that needs to be had. Like, I feel like it's something that we need to talk about when it comes to, like, just society in general. I feel like it's something that we have to talk about. Because a lot of people are not educated on domestic violence or how it affects people, how it affects women, or even how it affects men, because men are victims of domestic violence as well. And I just feel like it just needs to be brought up more. It's something that goes like swept under the rug or mm-hmm. happens behind closed doors and nobody really speaks about it. And then they get into these cycles of just thinking that it's okay.
And then it's like when people don't even think that they're going through it. Like they be like, oh, he only hit me one time. I'm not getting abused or I'm not going through that. Just because you got hit one time, you should never get hit by your significant other, boy, girl. It don't matter if you're a man getting hit, if you're a woman getting hit, you should not be getting hit at all.
You shouldn't feel unsafe with a significant other and or family members, friends. It don't matter because domestic violence doesn't just stop at significant others. Mm-hmm. People are going through this with their own family members in this world. So, yeah, you might think because, oh, that's my family or, oh, they don't put their hands on me as much that you're not going through it, but you are.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, domestic violence could look different ways too. Like, it could look like a father beating on his daughter. It could look like some siblings hitting each other. It looked like different type of things. And to everybody, like, they limits are different. So, like, I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to say, but like, when it comes to certain people, the whole thinking that, you know, like, oh, I'm not getting abused because they seen something worse happen to somebody else before or something, or they have this idea of what abuse looks like. But it's ways that you can go through mental abuse, it's physical abuse. Like, it's different ways of abuse. Like, just because... Yeah, like, you could get verbally abused by your significant other, and you're still getting abused, even though you may not think it is, but they have control over you, and they have power over you, and that in itself is abuse.
I feel like nobody, even if you've seen it or if you're going through it right now, I feel like you should, even if you feel like, oh, there's nobody I can talk to, or there's, I don't want to go to somebody higher up, I feel like you should at least talk to a friend or somebody that you at least trust, to that you know is going to be there to listen, who's going to have open ears, open arms, etc. I just feel like you should have somebody to lean on when you're going through these situations, because I know firsthand it can be very hard when you don't have people to lean on. Like, I feel like you should always have somebody to lean on, even if it's somebody you knew that you don't really talk to, but you know they, but you know that they're a good listener, talk to them. Or somebody that is in your school or your workplace, if you know that they're a good listener, maybe it may be time to sit down and talk to somebody so that you can hear somebody else's opinion, and it can settle in that, oh, maybe I am going through that. Maybe this is what I am experiencing.
Like, I feel like a lot of women, men, children, anybody who's going through domestic violence don't get the help that they need because they're scared, where they don't want to talk about it because they're so afraid. But at the same time, if you're afraid, that's going to keep you to stay. And it's just going to get worse. There are 1,500 deaths in Philadelphia due to domestic violence in the U.S. That's crazy. And those people probably didn't try to get help, but was so scared that they didn't actually want to get help.
Yeah. A lot of the times, people, it's like a generational curse. I know every single episode I bring that up. I always bring up generational curses in every single episode. But I feel like it's just something that is so important to address. Because I feel like we need to really address this fact that our parents taught us, or their parents taught them, that it was okay for your husband to abuse you as long as he's paying all the bills. It's okay for your husband to talk to you any type of way because he's taking care of you and he's paying the bills. And for, like, literally decades, like, we were just stuck in a cycle of getting treated any type of way because your husband pays the bills. But I don't know, like, I feel like it's time for a change. Like, we able to pay the bills now. We can own houses and stuff like that. We could get jobs. We could become successful. So we don't really have to worry about, like, where we about to, like, what we about to do with our life, because there's so many resources now. Like, I feel like, and women, they don't really know because they're so trapped in this little bubble of their little, like, their life. So I don't know how to explain it, but they feel so trapped in what they're doing. It's like an endless cycle. And honestly, I feel like if you don't break the cycle, it's going to happen to the next generation after you, and then the generation after that, and then the generation after that, because we are our parents' mistakes. We learn from our parents' mistakes, and if they never learn from their mistakes, how are we going to learn from them?
And then I feel like a lot of parents, especially women, might stay in domestic violence relationships because they got kids with that person or whatever. But you also got to think, like, yeah, you think that it's good for your child to have both parents in a household, but at the same time, being in a domestic relationship, if they're doing this to you, they're going to do that to your child. You're thinking about right now and, like, the family, but you got to think about long-term, about your child. Your kids seeing this, they're not going to grow up having healthy relationships with people. They're not going to have a healthy response to discipline. They're going to have a lot of mental health issues, always depression, PTSD, anxiety, all of this. Like, you got to think about the long-term effects that this can have on your child by seeing you go through it every day. And you're thinking, I'm staying here for them. But you also got to think, this person could kill me. And then my child is stuck with this person.
And I feel like another thing is, it's so many people that be like, oh, they don't understand, or this person don't understand, y'all don't know what we go through. I know firsthand, I used to be the one that told my friends, I'm done. Like, I'm done. I'm never going back. It's the apologies. Like, and I know that, but you have to understand, after a certain time, they don't mean those apologies. Like, actually, they don't mean them at all, because it's no way they should be apologizing to you and then doing it right after that you just got apologized to. That's, it's not okay. Just because they're apologizing and they're saying, oh, I'm so sorry, I don't, you know, I don't do this, I don't put my hands on females, it's not right. You should not be getting hit at all. You should not be going through that at all. Because I was one of those people that was like, oh, people don't understand what we're going through. They don't see inside of our relationship, because besides that, we're good. But what you mean besides that? Because at the end of the day, there shouldn't even be that. There shouldn't even be that hole where it's like, oh, I'm getting hit, but besides that, we're happy. There shouldn't be that but in that.
Yeah, to like pick up where you were saying, like, basically about the apologies and stuff, like, girls will accept the apology, and then a lot of the times, like, when you get back with a man or something like that, girls, they will end up pregnant, and then they'll really feel stuck. Mm-hmm. And then they won't say, like, what's really going on, or they'll say, like, oh, yeah, he stopped hitting me ever since I got pregnant, or he stopped doing this ever since this time, or whatever the case may be, and, oh, we good now. He doesn't do that anymore, like, but if it was a consistent thing that he was doing it in the first place, and you felt the need that you was unsafe and you needed to leave, and then you got pregnant, and then that the nigga still, like, was talking to you crazy, but this time he doesn't hit you, what do you think is going to happen when he gets mad and he beats you, and now, God forbid, something bad happens to the baby because he beat you so bad because he got all the anger from not beating you for months? Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then what happens to the child in the end? What happens to that innocent life that could be taken at any moment because this man doesn't know how to hold his temper? This man doesn't know how to control his emotions. This man doesn't know how to hold accountability or have any sort of accountability to realize, okay, maybe I'm not such a good person. Maybe I shouldn't be putting my hands on women or other people in general. Like, even if it's, an LGBT relationship, even if y'all the same sex and the same gender or whatever the hell you want to call it, y'all still shouldn't be putting y'all hands on each other. Like, me and my grandma was just talking about this last night. Shout out to my grandma. She married to a woman. But my grandma is completely against abuse. Like, any type of violence when it comes to her significant other, she's not with it. So she used to allow her girlfriend to beat her up. And she wouldn't hit her back because she's so against domestic violence. And it's like, it's crazy to me that women just allow stuff to happen with them. Even if they know that they can overpower their partner, they still allow them to have power over them and to beat them. And I think that's like a really scary, dangerous thing.
And another thing I don't understand is what really pisses me off is, all right, a girl will see somebody in a relationship and she'll see a relationship going horrible, but she'll see that the man is beating on his girl, and then they leave and she's like, oh, let me go try to get with him because he won't do that with me. You can't change that man.
Exactly.
He's hitting that girl every night, and just because he left her, you think that you're about to be with him and he's not going to do what he was doing to you? She was pretty. You're pretty. You not prettier. Your cat not better. Just because that's not stopping you from getting hit. You're still going to get hit. Like,
at the end of the day, if a nigga got a track record of putting his hands on females, is going to continue to happen. You're not going to change him. You're not a miracle worker. You're not a God worker. You're not going to change him.
What that lady said, you can't change a man.
You can't. You can't.
Wrong. What you want to do?
For real.
Like, you can't raise a man. You can't change a man. You can't do nothing. So if he already got a track record for certain things, those things are not going to stop because he's with you.
Because my thing is, how far would that man go?
And it might get worse because he's with you.
Like, exactly. You know what I mean? How far would that man go? Like, for example, I ain't gonna lie, I was in like a kind of abusive situation. We was fucking each other up every single night. At first, it started off with just us putting on the boxing gloves and boxing it out every time we had an argument. And then it started with us not having no more gloves, and now we actually in there fighting. And we ended up stopped talking. But a year, 2 years, 3 years later, come to find out that the girl that he was with, he wound up killing her.
That's another thing. Don't do that also, because you could be the last victim.
Don't, like,
you
wait.
Could be the person he actually kills, the person that your life will end because of this.
And then I seen a video of him going to jail with a smile on his face. You're happy that you killed the woman that you quote unquote love?
Do not wait until it's too late. Because at the end of the day, once it's too late, you can't get that breath back. You can't get your life back. And you can't just go on about like it's normal.
Like for me, I used to get hit on. And then I remember he moved on with this girl in like maybe like a year. They've been like together for maybe like a couple months. And she texted me, was like, he's hitting me. Well, I told you he was hitting me when we was in a relationship. So I don't know why you thought that when you started talking to him, it was going to be different. You're not, is just because you think you got something one up on a female doesn't mean you're not going to get your hands put. Somebody's not going to put their hands on you.
Also, I'm going to be honest. Even if you think it's over, take extra precautions. Because I remember I had a conversation with my uncle, and he's in law enforcement. And he told me about this one case that he had worked. And it involved a female and a male. The male was beating on his girl. And eventually, he got locked up on different charges. But he got out because those charges ain't hold. He wound up going to her house and found her with another dude. And he killed both of them.
Oh, shit.
You still have to take those precautions even once you get out. And I'm sorry to say it, but that's how it is. Some people just will not let you go.
Yeah. And some women, they be holding on to the idea of the person that they built in their mind. So a lot of times, girls will get in a relationship, or people in general, they won't really be in love with the person, but the idea of the person, the idea of what that person can do for them, the idea of how the person makes them feel. And in reality, a lot of times, the girls, we're making ourselves feel like this. So when a man is disrespecting us and showing us his true colors, we are looking past it and looking at all the good qualities. But honestly, a lot of the times, we make up those good qualities in our head to try to feel better about the type of nigga that we fucking with and try to make ourselves feel like we have more self-love and self-respect when in reality we don't. I feel like you don't really love or respect yourself if you were a man and you had to pretend that he's taking care of you. You had to pretend that he's like loving you properly. You had to pretend in your mind and make up fake scenarios that is not true. Like, you gotta pretend that this nigga actually gives you the love and attention that you craving when you just chasing him the whole time, and now you making it seem like he's chasing you, or you making it seem like he feels like you mean.
And I was watching this podcast, and it was like, girls, they make up an imaginary man in their head, and then 5 months or a year down a relationship, they're like, oh, this is not what I want. Whole time, he's never been what you wanted. You, in your head, you've created this ideal man in your head. And for the past 6 months, he's been not showing you. He could be doing things that's sweet, buying you flowers, but in your head, he's not your ideal man. So you're never going to truly love that man because you created this imaginary perfect man in your head. Now, it's a year down the line, he's doing stuff that that your imaginary person that you made up in your head is not doing. Now you're like, do I really like him, or I feel like I should leave, when whole time this whole relationship he hasn't been doing what you imagine, that which you, in your head, what you wanted for a husband, or what you want your husband for the person that you want to be the father of your kids. He's never been doing that. You're just now realizing it a year later. Now you're like, oh, I think I should leave. You should have been left because he was never the man that you imagined him.
Awesome. I feel like a lot of women stay in relationships based off of how they are. Like my sister, one of my sisters, she was talking to this boy on and off because he was always doing her wrong. And they always kept getting into it. And she knew it was toxic. She knew it wasn't good. But she said it verbatim herself. She only stayed because she cared about him. And that's how she is. When she cares about somebody, she will stay with you until you do her in the dirtiest way. Sometimes it's not about your character and how you are. Sometimes it's about your safety, physically, mentally, emotionally, and all around.
Yeah, like, I feel like a lot of girls, they get like that because they think, like, they damaged goods. Like, a lot of the times when a girl gets, like, abused and stuff like that, and, like, her partner, you know, hits her and stuff like that, they think, like, they're less valuable or they're not worth as much as, you know, like, a girl that never been through a situation like that. Like, so they'll just stay with that one person because they'll think in their heads, like, I'd rather stay with the one person that's beating me than go with another nigga that's going to beat me anyway. Like, literally the other day, I was just having a conversation with one of my cousins. She just got out of an abusive relationship. She, like, got her own apartment and stuff like that. But we were having a conversation, and she said that she should go back to her baby dad that been abusing her. And I'm like, why would you go back to that when you fought so hard to get out of it? You fought so hard to have your freedom. You fought so hard to be on your own. And you never been on your own before. You doing it. And you doing it. Like, you doing it. It's nothing else. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she doing her big one. And I'm asking her, why would you want to go back to something like that? Why would you want to go back to something that brought you so much pain? And she was like, because that's a pain that I'm used to. She was like, this new pain that I'm feeling is different. It's not the same pain. And I'm like, girl, it's not supposed to. And I'm like, because this pain is not a reoccurring pain. This pain is going to stop. If you stay with that man, that pain is not going to stop. The pain is going to keep going. You're going to keep feeling it over and over and over again. Every time that man beats your ass, you're going to feel it. Every time that man yells at you, you're going to feel it. Every time you even look at him, every time you have a memory of him, you're going to feel that pain of him doing whatever he did to you. You're going to feel that. So either way, you thinking of a different pain is less, like, I don't know, like, you feel like it's harder to hurt differently than just hurt. Hold, like, let that pain out and get over it, and don't keep trying to go back to the same place that you were before, because at the end of the day, then your growth is going backwards.
No matter what type of abuse it is, no matter what gender you are, no matter how old you are, no matter none of that, abuse is abuse, and abuse will have the same effect on everybody. And one of the effects is low self-esteem. And once you get used to that and you're having that low self-esteem, that anxiety, that PTSD, that depression, all of that, that shit can sometimes be too bad to handle. And they'll want to run back to what they know, even though they know. A part of them got to know. This not safe, but there's that part that's like, that's what I know, though.
Or, but I love him.
No, that was you all don't of a, love
that and was I feel like so many girls got this ride or die like type of mindset. Girl, if you don't leave that man,
because he will not die for you. No, no, girl, he will die for you. Ends,
like, leave him. You, I don't. I feel like no, and I feel like I feel like nobody should have that ride or die. Like,
yeah,
oh,
what you
let
mean?
Me stay with him while he's hitting and cursing me out because maybe it'll get better or it'll get better in the long run. Girl, you're always gonna have that on your mind, even when it do, even. If it do get better, kudos to him. But you're all, even if it do get better, you're always gonna have, he used to beat my ass. Like, he used to beat me the fuck up. He used to curse me out. He used to da 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 da. You're always gonna have that in the back of your mind, no matter how good it get, no matter how excellent the relationship is going. You're always gonna have, oh, he used to beat me the fuck up.
I'm gonna keep it a bean.
Down steps. Like, you're always gonna think about it.
I'm gonna keep it a bean. I feel like that ride or die mindset that a lot of people have needs to stop, because at the end of the day, if a person wants you to die for them, they don't care about you. Yeah. They don't love you. They don't, none of that. They don't care, because nobody should want you to give your life on behalf of them, because at the end of the day, nobody will give their life for you.
Honestly, it shouldn't be ride or die. It should be until death do us part. Until marriage. The only time you making that commitment to somebody, where in sickness and health, right and wrong, all of that, that you're married, you're actually married to the person, y'all have a commitment with each other. And even then, married women still get abused. So, Is it really ride or die? Is it really all that?
And
when
I feel like it shouldn't even be ride or die. It should be more like ride and thrive, because I'm not riding and dying for nobody.
We
can ride together. We're going to thrive together, but we're not dying. Like, exactly. I don't like
they
that.
They talking about ride or die.
Ride and thrive.
We can ride and thrive together because I'm going to keep it being, if anybody think nigger, bitch, nigga, female, no. any of that, if y'all think that I'm going to die for y'all, y'all have some serious thinking to do, because I know in the back of my mind, if I was to get hurt or die this right now today, y'all would not be there to help me, and y'all would not take no bullet for me, y'all would not take no stab wound for me, y'all wouldn't do nothing for me
at all.
Yeah,
y'all would leave me there, maybe call the cops
if even that we so tied into like this whole idea of we gotta be the perfect woman so the nigga don't hit us, and we gotta be there for him and do this and do that and do that and do that. Like, honestly, it shouldn't be that hard. a nigga just shouldn't be hitting you, period. Yeah. Like, it should just be that simple. The nigga should not ever feel it. Or women, or whoever it is, your significant other, they should not be putting their hands on you, regardless. Whether they're mad, whether they're angry, whether their grandma died. That's a lot of niggas' excuse. Oh, I hit you because I've been sad because my grandma died. Boy,
at the end of the
day, you gonna kill me because your grandma died?
She died 5 years ago.
At the end of the day.
So you're using it as an excuse as if it's, like, a recent. I hate when they reusing excuses. Oh, I did this to you because
you
I
did
lost
this.
My homie 3 years ago.
At the end of the day, if you
a girl hit me in the past, so I'm gonna hit you. What, like the abused becoming the abusers? Like something was happened to you, and then you do something to somebody else,
wait,
and then
I
they
can't
do
that because I became that once upon a time.
And no, that's when the accountability comes in, though. Mm-hmm.
If you think you got to do certain things to keep people happy and or they can't control their emotions enough to not want to put their hands on you, they are not the person for you.
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, if that person actually cared about your well-being, cared about you, loved you how they say they do and want the best for you, they would not never put their hands on you.
And honestly, I feel like people who put their hands on other people don't love themselves. When I was putting my hands on a man, I was having a really, really, really bad issues when it comes to my image, when it comes to everything. Like, I just completely fucking hated myself. So since I hated myself so much, everybody else was going to feel that around me. Everybody else was going to get spazzed out on and lashed out on because I could not stand who I was. So I could not stand the fact that somebody else loved me for who I am and I don't even love myself. So now I'm going to snap on you. Now I want to make an argument. Now I want to fight. And now I want to make you feel less than yourself because I feel less than. And it's not fair. And it took me to have accountability about that to realize, okay, like I really don't love myself. So I cannot give this love to somebody else. And what I'm doing is wrong and it's hurting people. And then once I start tapping into me and start realizing, like, all right, like I start building a relationship with myself and I start loving myself more, I realized, like, all right, like, the properly way to love me is to love others as well. And the way to love others is to love them, not to hit them, not to yell at them, be patient to them, be kind with them. Like, stuff like that is what really, like, got me from being that crazy, mad, angry, abusive person to becoming this whole new person that I am today because I just had to sit back and take accountability on my part that I was playing because he put his hands on me too, but I can't speak for him. I can only speak for me and speak for what I did in return of us having, you know, those fights and stuff like that. And in return, I was doing the same shit he was doing. So that didn't make me any better. I was getting abused, but I was abusing him back. So is that really making the situation any better? Me hitting him back and being taught as a kid, I was always told to if they hit you, hit them back. And I'm like, no, don't hit them back. In the moment, yeah, hit the back. But
afterwards, walk away. It's not worth it because at the end of the day, y'all just going to keep having more situations like that, keep having more problems like that until one of y'all wind up dying.
And what my mindset became after I was getting hit and stuff was, let me hit this person first so that he won't be able to hit me. Like, my mindset became, let me hit them first so that they can't hit me. Because I was getting hit so bad, I was like, oh, no, I'm not taking this no more. I'm going to start hitting y'all so that at least I can get a hit in before you beat my ass. Like, that's what my mindset became. And I was just like, you know what? Me hitting them is making me look like how he was looking. And I don't want to be looked at as no abuser. Like, so I had to stop that shit.
See, me personally, I've never been through it. I've only witnessed it firsthand. I've seen how it affect the the females that's actually getting hit on. And I've seen how it affect their kids. Me personally, I've seen my parents fight. I've seen my mom pull a weapon on my dad before. I've seen it all. And honestly, that shit traumatized me. I'm over here thinking, like, why is y'all doing this? Y'all supposed to love each other. When another one of my sisters, she used to get into it with her boyfriend all the time. And I kid you not, my nieces and nephews, I used to sit there and try to get them out. But before I could get them out, they would literally be screaming, stop hitting each other, stop hurting mommy, just screaming, crying for their mom while they're watching their dad choke out or grip up or whatever he was doing to their mom.
Yeah.
That shit could be really traumatizing for kids. And then, in return, they are actually genuinely scared of their father.
Yeah.
They are.
I got a family member She left her nigga because it was like a big situation. Some charges were filed and things like that. But she decided to eventually keep her kids away from that man. And she always thinks about it. She always brings it up to me on how she feels bad that he cannot see her children. But then the other day, her daughter wrote a letter to her. Like, not a letter to her, but to the man. And basically telling him, like you were supposed to be my dad, and you didn't protect me. You would hit me when I try to protect my mom. Like, you would hit us when we try to protect our mom from you. The person who's supposed to protect us and my mom, you're supposed to protect her. You did not protect us. And she was just basically saying, like, how he was supposed to be her dad, and he didn't give dad. He gave, like, she was more scared of him than she was felt protected by him. And I'm like, that's crazy. And then he, like, chooses when he wants to be in her life and stuff like that. And the only time he goes into their lives is to harass the mom. To abuse the mom. So then it's like, if a mom is not mentally stable, how is she going to have a bunch of mentally stable kids? Like, it doesn't make sense. So she's like, damn, am I wrong for keeping him away from my kids? And then I'm telling her, like, no, you're not wrong, because if that was me, I would rather my mom protect me to begin with, and then later on, when I'm old enough to understand, then you could tell me what was going on. And then I might or might have resentment, but either way, you still in the right, because you did your best at protecting me and getting away from the situation.
I'm gonna be honest, like, with that situation, is with my sister's situation and her boyfriend or whoever he is there now, and my nieces and nephews, with them, it's like, he wasn't a bad dad. He took care of them, but it's like, he didn't know the difference between when he was angry with the world and being angry at people. When he was angry at the world, he would take it out on everybody. That was his problem. He was a good dad. He took care of them, spent time with them, do what he had to do. It's just sometimes some people's downfall is when they're so angry with the world, they take it out on other people. And sometimes you just got to sit and reflect and really think about it, because if you do that in return, you're fucking up relationships you got with other people, and you're fucking up the relationship you have with whatever Lord religion or whatever y'all believe in, and the relationship you got with yourself. Because I'm gonna keep it to me. If you actually feel good for putting your hands on your significant other or your kids, there is something actually wrong with you. Yeah. Like, mentally. Like, if you feel good, if that brings you joy and happiness, there is something actually wrong with you.
Oh, I was about to say joy and happiness. It should be no way.
Exactly.
That anything abusive, anything in that form should bring you in happiness. If anything, it should make you cry in the shower. Exactly. After you do what you did. Like, that's, you should... Like, I don't know. Like, I don't understand when people be like, oh, I don't care that, or when they have that I don't care mindset when it comes to people, like, telling them that they're wrong for putting their hands on their significant, or even their family members, when people is telling them, like, bro, you're wrong, and they like, bro, I don't give a fuck about none of that, da-da-da. Like, you're trying to, or what's that word? You're trying to make it sound like it's like you did it for a reason, or like you did it and it's fair, and it's not. No matter what's your reason...
Oh, I was gonna say, or them girls who be screaming, I beat niggas, oh, yeah.
That's not cute. Or the
niggas,
don't do that.
Or the niggas who say, I beat my bitch. That's my bitch. What do you mean? Am I a dog?
None of that is cute. None of that is okay. And none of that should be acceptable. And the fact that y'all really out here saying that is crazy. And then it's like, females really out here be okay with this and openly and honestly saying this. But then... they put their hands on niggas, but once a nigga finally get fed up and put their hands on them back, then it's like, I'm going to call my brother. I'm going to call my dad. I'm going to call the cops. Now you want to do this? All of this?
And that was a bigger thing than it was. Then you actually call that brother. Your brother go shoot at him. Your brother get shot and die. And then you go right back with the nigga?
Like, you're...
Bitch, are you kidding me?
Like, how are you going to start a big problem because eventually a nigga got tired of you putting your hands on him? Just don't, like, if you're a female and you don't want no nigga to put their hands on you, don't put your hands on them. Because at the end of the day, not all niggas is going to think, this is a female. Yes, she put her hands on me, but this is a female. Let me think about that, and let me not put her hands on her. Not all niggas is going to have that mindset. Some niggas is going to think, oh, you just put your hands on me, I'm about to treat you like a nigga.
Or girls be like, oh, I beat mines. Oh, don't come over here, I beat mines. Girl, what's going to happen when he beat you so bad that you're not breathing? Now look at you, salty.
Or them girls who say getting abused is they nigga having them in check. Talk about, yeah, my nigga got me in check. I can't do that. He going to choke me the fuck up. I can't do that. He going to beat me the fuck up.
Or they be like, bro, I can't go outside. Or, bro, let me get my ass home before my man slap the shit. What do you mean before he slap you? Like, hold up. Like,
or when you don't answer his phone call, he calls you 15 times. And then you say, oh, yeah, I got to answer this call before I get my ass beat.
What do you mean
before you get your ass beat? Or then when you do answer that call, he start going off on you and actually saying shit that's.
And you can tell. That he you can tell when your friend. I feel like you can always tell because it's be those friends who walk away when their boyfriend call after calling like 20 times. They start walking away. They come back with their whole mood change. Exactly. Like, that's how you know
she some don't shit go home. Just
like,
went down.
Something is gonna happen when she go home. Like, I just feel like,
or after school when, or after y'all do something, y'all together, and she wanna just like rush out, be like, oh yeah, my man said I gotta go home or stuff like that. I feel like that's really shows. It's really signs. Mm-hmm.
It's certain signs that are very obvious. As long as you really pay attention, you will pick up on these signs.
And if you're a real friend, give them a safe space to come to you. Do not go to them asking them because they're going
to
be defensive.
And don't try to force them to leave because that's not going to help anybody.
Because if you tell me to leave my man, I'm not leaving.
What happens is they'll go back to their man, be like, oh, such and such said I should leave you. Now her man don't even allow her with you no more.
Telling them to leave ain't going to be the best option for the mere fact of when people in domestic violence relationships, after a certain point, until they get to a certain point, they will always tell their significant other what you said about them.
Yes, they have to be ready to leave.
So if it's not to that point where they won't tell them nothing, they ready to leave and stuff like that, they will tell them what you said. And after that, that nigga's going to think, she's catching on to what I'm doing.
Let my girl around.
You can't be around her no more.
Now you texting her. She's like, oh, I can't be around you no more. My man don't like you. What do you mean?
My man don't like you. And now it's like, now all of a sudden I'm a whore because I'm honest and I'm truthful. But honestly, girls like that, you had to, if you're really their friend, you had to just let them know that they have a safe space with you to open up. And when they say little stuff, make sure you check it and address it. When she said, oh, that nigga said. If a girl say, oh, I gotta call you back, my nigga calling me, he gonna smack the shit out of me, or something like that, girl, check it in a situation. What do you mean? Do he actually smack you? Like, say it something like that.
Don't
like,
let them move past that. You gotta be like, hold up, we're not gonna pass that. Like, you just didn't say what you just said. Like, yeah. Hold up, repeat it, and then go into definition, because what do you mean? Like, explain. Thoroughly like explain what do you mean?
Yeah,
by
like
that.
Is like, you saying that
are you
as
joking?
A joke?
Yeah,
or people, are you serious? I feel like people who go through domestic violence be dropping little hints by saying that, and they really mean that. But then they'll get too scared, and then they'll back up and try to retract their statement. Yeah. You got to make sure you stay on them.
Oh, yeah, they be like, oh, I ain't mean that. I was just joking.
Exactly.
Please.
Yes, but I feel like when it comes to this domestic violence situations and stuff like that, I feel like we all just need to come together as women. We need to build
and men.
Yeah, and men too, because they get hit on too. They be getting beat on. And then they can't beat them back because they're going to go to jail.
And I feel like there need to be more programs for the men. And there need to be more programs because there's a lot of programs for women who's getting abused, but there I don't see many of for them for men who gets abused. Exactly. I never see men centers
because,
or for men
and
who's getting
it's because
who's going
it's,
to domestic.
And that goes into a bigger picture of men's mental health and all of that. Like, their mental health doesn't get looked at, which we will speak further on in the future. But for right now, I just want to leave y'all with some resources. If y'all are ever having a problem, there are domestic health hotlines. Okay, it's called Women's Against Abuse. Y'all can go on www.womensagainstabuse.com. It's a bunch of websites, bunch of resources that they have on there. And if you are a man getting abused, call the cops. Call the cops on that bitch. If she hits you, call the cops.
Don't think you a pussy.
Don't.
Call the police.
Call the cops on that girl. I promise you, she would never put her hands on you again. She would start crying.
Press charges, because at the end of the day, women be so quick to press charges on men as soon as they put their little hand.
Call the popo ho, for real.
Call the popo. Do what they do to you to them.
All right. And I'm Sierra.
I'm Marisa.
Asia.
And this was the Real Shit Podcast.
Tune in every week to True Crime True Story Network to get today's news on real life true crime.